This has to change.
So this is Ricky Martin's coming out letter.
Today on his website.
Can you... I want to record some of this.
This was not supposed to happen 5 or 10 years ago. It's supposed to happen right now. This is my day. This is my time. This is my moment. These years in silence and reflection made me stronger and reminded me that acceptance has to come from within. And that is kind, a truth, gives me a power to conquer emotions I didn't even know existed. Yeah, right. What will happen from now on, it doesn't matter. I can only focus on what's happening to me at this moment. The word happiness takes on new meaning as of today. It has been a very intense process. Every word that I write in this letter is born out of love, acceptance, and detachment, and real contentment. Writing this is a solid step towards my inner peace and a vital part of my evolution. I am proud to say that I am a fortunate homosexual man. And I am very blessed to be who I am. RN.
Wow. And you missed some of the flowery parts at the beginning, because I was laying down.
But you know what I think? I think that, you know, all these years, like, everyone just, like, resented the fact that he wouldn't come out, mm-hmm. or whatever.
Yeah.
But now, I feel so much compassion, and, like, I feel like, well done, man. Like, thank God you
Bravo,
finally did it.
Bravo, Ricky
yeah,
Martin.
Seriously. And what a great thing to just finally admit it like that.
Yeah.
I feel for him. And yeah. Although it is, like, 25 years too late or whatever the fuck, it is, it's
I think
still there.
What's one of my favorite passages, when he's talking about, God, like, you know, the light, the music, the lights, and the roar of the audience are elements that make me feel capable of anything.
Yeah. And that he feels it now, in his final admittance. Thing is, like, you know what? And I think it's petty for people
he
to
was
be like,
allowed-
oh, we knew this for years. We knew this for years. Like, you know what? Great. Well, congratulations. Yeah. So, will you get the award for, like... And you know what? It did take him too long to come out.
Well, yeah.
But,
I guess so.
But he finally did.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, that's the word.
I guess so. And do you think he had fun as an adult or whatever?
You know, I'm not concerned with whether he had fun or not. You know, that's his problem. He doesn't have to have fun if he doesn't want to. I think that he... I think it's very brave, even still. As a latecomer outer myself,
yeah.
I think it's brave of him to come out at this point, even still, and I still think it's valid, and it's very valid.
When did you come out?
Are we recording this?
Maybe. I can stop recording.
I don't really want my coming out story to be, like, on a podcast, you know?
But no one listens to it.
Yeah, well, that's what they say.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'll sign off, but...
I came out to my friends in college.
Yeah, me in college too.
You came out to me.
When?
In high school.
Did I? What did I say?
You said, I went out the other night and I made out with a guy.
Yeah, but that wasn't me coming out. That was me telling a funny, weird story.
Well, it might seem
gay.
Like a funny, weird story, but in Wisconsin, if you say make out with a guy, I mean, that's pretty much definitive. And I admired you at that moment for being so...
Well, see, in my eyes, I was being like, wow, I kind of, like, was experimental and exploring.
Yeah, but
and...
we existed in 1962.
So... No, it was, like, 1999.
Nine. Or, like, 2004. Like...
Anyway.
I love you, Nick.
Mwah. Kisses to everyone. And happy Passover, Elijah.
Hi, Ellen.